Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Elder James Smith and Minister Yvette Smith from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, and our chief apostle and overseer is Murray Auburn. But first, let me say I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today first, then to my chief apostle and overseer, Dr. Murray Auburn, to my assistant pastor, Pastor Murray Williams, to my wife, Minister Yvette Smith, to Pastor Johnson, to Pastor Penda, and Prophetess Linda, to Prophetess Loretta, Brother Ty, and Brother Thomas, and Sister Jackie, and to Apostle Terry and her ministry. I'm sorry, to Bishop Young and First Lady Young. I say it's our ministries. I say those things because they're the ones that helped me along the way in my Christian walk today. But we're going to talk about peace today, but let us go to the throne of grace first. My wife is going to pray for us.
Amen. We praise the Lord. We give honor to God. I give honor to God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Apostle Mary Osborne and Pastor Williams. My husband, Elder James Smith, we're going to go forth in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to come on to Blog Talk to bring forth your word, to encourage someone, to push someone to the next level in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just keeping us and guiding us, for a roof over our head, for food on our table and clothes on our backs, Lord God. We thank you for good health, Lord God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for keeping us safe, Lord God. We pray for all of those that are in bereavement. We pray for all of those that are sick and shut in, those in jail, those are homeless, out on the street, don't have a place to go, Lord God. And we know that some people would rather be on the street, but we ask you to protect them, Lord God, and keep them, deal with them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let them know that there is a better way. And we bless you for your word. We thank you for that on the cross for our sins, to give us a life and life more abundantly, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we just thank God for the word of God today. Like my husband said, we're going to be talking about peace today. So much is going on in the world. So much chaos in people's life, chaos in finances, chaos in our families. People are killing each other. The economy has gone wild. The government is in chaos. We just need to surround ourselves, wrap ourselves in the Word of God, where we can find peace that surpasses all understanding. Everyone is going through something in their life, but with God, with Jesus Christ, all things are possible. We see people, just read in the paper, some young mother took herself and her child by the hand and walked onto the railroad tracks and killed herself because she could not make the bills. She was struggling with paying the bills, but we don't have to do that. There is another way, and Jesus is that way. He can help us through all this stuff, but we have to be willing to listen and follow his instructions. Sometimes we don't understand his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts, because they're way higher than ours. But he has the better outcome for us. And I was just thinking about that. It's so sad to see people killing themselves over bills, over something that God can change. all we have to do is open up to him and seek him. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to ask him for help. And I was telling people, a lot of people don't want to hear about God today. But God is the way. He's the way that's going to get us out of the trouble we're in. He's the way that's going to keep our minds sane. He's going to get us through all the turmoil and the things that's going on in this life. And we can have peace in going through those things. Me and my husband's been going through things for years. But because of Jesus Christ being in our lives, we have peace that he's going to work it out. And he's done that every single time, worked out every situation. He doesn't want us to go out there and do things our way because, like I said, we mess up. I've tried it many a times. Do things my way, and I made it worse than what it needed to be. But when I turned it over to Jesus, he says, come ye all that are weary and burdened, heavy laden, burdened, and I will give you rest. Yes. He's talking about all the troubles of the world. We give that stuff to him. He will take care of it. He said, take my yoke upon you. His yoke. And I was looking up the word yoke. The yoke was used on oxen. It was to help take the load off of them. So they shared it together. Two oxen would share it together. It was able to, and then the person that was driving them or leading them was able to guide them. Jesus is our guide. He puts a yoke on us to guide us through life's turmoil and trouble because we're in a fallen world. None of us like to go through or want to go through the trouble we go through, but because we're in a fallen world, we have to go through it. But with Jesus Christ, we can make it through. Amen?
Amen. And like my wife was saying about peace, yes, it's very good to have peace because opposite of peace is chaos. And like my wife said, we had a lot of chaos in our marriage. I had a lot of chaos in the world and things and stuff. And I come to find out peace is so much better than chaos. And my wife and them, and I heard it from a couple of people about boredom. When I think I was bored, a lot of times I was in having peace with myself and stuff. And like my wife say, the enemy right now, he try to use your mind to put you in chaos and stuff. And Galatians 5:19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, envious, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But when you have peace, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Because when you wasn't in Jesus and things come into your life, you didn't know how to handle them and stuff. And some people, like my wife said, want to commit suicide, want to go and shoot up other people and then take their own lives and stuff. But when you have Jesus in your life, you have peace that passes all understanding and things like that. And when you have Jesus in your life, when you mess up or you fall and you're in certain situations, you got the strength and the mindset to get back up and keep fighting and not giving up, because the enemy wants you to give up and get in a depressed stage where you want to take your life. Or I have a relative that played with a Ouija board and stuff like that. And we know that's not of God and stuff, but people's minds, see, the battlefield is in your mind, baby. Battlefield is in your mind. And either the enemy going to take your mind to use you which way he want to use you, or Jesus will take your mind and lead you the way he want to lead you with the Holy Spirit and stuff. But a lot of people, they want to have the things without doing the work for them first. But that's opposite. We have to work for our things. And Jesus said he went through stuff, so we got to go through stuff. But it's your mindset when stuff come in your life, is you going to get chaos or cause chaos or have peace and don't worry about those things, because you didn't put it in Jesus' hands. And when you put it in Jesus' hands, everything comes out all right, don't it?
Amen. And, you know, I found out that sometimes we cause chaos in our own lives. It starts with the choices we make.
Yes.
God gives us a choice. He made us free will beings. So we have choices we have to make, whether we're going to go this way or that way. We have to choose what type of company we're going to hang around. Be careful of the company you keep. If you're around negative thinking and negative behavior, you're going to become like it. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, good moral, a bad company corrupts good morals. You may have good intentions, but you being around bad company, people that's doing things that's against the law, against God's law, you're going to end up in the same situation. We have to decide what type of environment we want to be in, what type of people we want to hang around. I always hear the people say that's a little bit well off financially. They hung around people that was doing what they wanted to do. So if you're hanging around people that's drinking and smoking, killing and stealing, you're going to end up doing it. If you're hanging around people that's working hard and learning new things and building businesses, that's what you're going to end up doing. The company you keep, the environment you're in is very important. The choices you make. Amen? So it's not that God wants to stop us from enjoying life. The laws that he gives us is to protect us from ourselves. Mostly from ourselves, because we're fallen beings, and we would do things outside of the law of God, or people say the law of the universe. God is in charge of the universe. He made the universe, so everything that is within it has to follow his law, and his law is in the Bible, where we can read it every single day to get our direction for our lives. So one of the things we can do is to choose the type of company we're going to be around, the type of company we're not going to be around.
Yes.
We got to choose to live a life where we're not trying to be materialistic. I realized a couple of years ago, sometimes we do things, we worried about getting houses, cars, and lands, and this and that's why are you trying to do that? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Yes, you should have a nice, I'd like to have a place. But if you can't afford the type of place your neighbor has, why are you stressing yourself to get that thing? That's causing unnecessary chaos.
Yes.
And stress. Live within your means, and God will bless you as time goes to get the things that you may need. You don't need 500 pairs of shoes. You don't need Gucci. You don't need Sassoon. That's back in our day. You don't need Adidas. You just need a nice shirt. You need a warm shirt. You need a pair of pants. You need a pair of shoes. When you're buying name brand, you're spending unnecessary money. You're paying for the name. When you can find the very same shoe, type of shoe, at another store at a cheaper price. So when you're trying to keep up with what everybody else is doing in society, you're bringing unnecessary stress to yourself. And stop trying to chase happiness. Life is what it is. We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. And you're not the only one. I'm not the only one having bad days. We're all having some bad days. But with Jesus Christ, we won't complain. He will be there for us. He will take us through it. He will bring us out in his way. So we just, you know, we have options. We got to choose to take another route. I still think about this to this day, how when I was out there and I left church and I went back out there and having so many problems and crying and stressed out. God said, are you ready to do it my way? Are you ready to do it God's way? Because God has a better way. And yes, I found out his way is way better than what I would have done. It's way better. There's nothing now that you can tell me about negative about God, because I had an experience with him. So many people want to say, oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that about God, but you never tried him.
Yeah.
Our apostles have tried Jesus for yourself.
Right.
You got to try him for yourself. You got to try other methods. What's the use to keep doing the same thing over and over? That's called madness. That's called being crazy, doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. You want a different result, you have to do something different. And you have to do it within the parameters of God's way.
Yeah. And like my wife was saying about peace and stuff, the only way you can get peace is to Jesus Christ. And it's other things out there that say that they is the way, or this is the way, or you can get to God many different ways. No, there's only one way to get to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. And the enemy that we facing, Muhammad can't battle it, Buddha can't battle it, confusion can't battle it. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. It didn't say nobody else's name. It said Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And it's crazy how the enemy gets us not to believe in Jesus and stuff, but when Jesus was on this earth, we read the Bible. Anytime he came up to somebody that was possessed, what did they do? They bowed down because they know who Jesus is. And the enemy will get you to think it's no Jesus, but they know it's a Jesus. And that's crazy when you think about that. And my life was in chaos so much several times, and I didn't get no type of peace until I came to Jesus Christ. I tried to come to them other things, but like my wife say, trying all things, but they didn't work and stuff. And the only thing that worked and that I felt that was real was Jesus, and things I've seen that Jesus done in my life, I know he is real, that Jesus is the real deal, that Jesus is the quicker pickup, like bounty. He'll wipe away the chaos and stuff in your life, like bounty paper towels will wipe away the mess that you spill and stuff. And it's just good to be in Jesus, especially in these days. We're in the last days, and if we can't battle this stuff on our own, we need somebody that can do it for us, that can win. And we know if we get on Jesus' side, we got the win, we got the victory, because he never lost the battle, and he'll never lose a test and stuff. So we best thank Jesus tonight for peace, peace that surpasses all understanding and stuff. And see, one more thing I'm going to say. Things to be going on, chaos to be going all around you and other people, and they be reacting to it, but you be sitting back, relaxed, still smiling and doing what you doing, and they like, well, how can he, she, or he do this when this is going on and stuff? That's because the peace that Jesus gives us, because we are in the world, but not of the world. That's how we supposed to be. So tonight, y'all, let's give it up for Jesus. And we're located at 48. Okay.
Amen. And I wanted to also just leave this scripture with you, because if you're trying to find peace, the first stop is Jesus Christ. It says in 2 Peter 1, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received faith, you got to have faith first, as precious as ours, listen what you get. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. And how do we get that? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. That's where it starts. Faith and having the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. That's where we get our peace from. And in order to get that knowledge, you have to study. You have to study the Word of God. You have to read the Word of God to see the type of character Jesus Christ is, the things, the blessings he has for us, the promises he's given to us. And when God says something and he tells you about his promises, he stands on his word. He doesn't go back on his word like we do. He never goes back on his word like we do. So we got to put our trust in Jesus Christ and not on man, not on so-called Muhammad and Buddha and all those fake gods, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the true way, the truth, and the life. If we come unto him, he will give us peace that surpasses understanding. Amen. So remember that when you need peace, you need to go through Jesus Christ. That surpasses understanding. I know people right now, and I'm not trying to down talk these other religions or whatever, but when you have Jesus Christ in your life, it's a relationship. It's not about a religion. People say they live for Muhammad, or they are Muslim or whatever it is, but they still out here doing the same thing that the world is doing. They are killing, they're stealing, they don't have any peace, they're killing themselves, killing other people. That is not the way of a good God, of a true and living God. God is about peace. He wants us to have a life of peace. But we can't have it outside of him. So we need to just thank God for the word of God. And if you are struggling and you you need help in any situation, you will always turn to God. Turn to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus Christ, because it says through him that we get to God. We have to go through Jesus Christ. We have to believe in him and believe that he died on the cross for our sins, that we can get to God. So thank you for listening in. And we want you to know that we have services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. in person at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. And every Tuesday, Thursday, and Monday, we have prayer lines and Bible study. You can call us on 267-807-9611. The code is 264-694, and those services are at 7 p.m. Also on Friday, we have Change Prayer Line at 7 p.m. at that same number, 267-807-9611, and the PIN number is 264-694. And we're here on Blog Talk Radio 6 days a week, 5:30 p.m. Call in, tell a friend, family, or foe. Amen. And we just thank God for you listening in. Hope that you got something out of the word. And as our apostle says when she gets off the radio, I'll see you when I see you. God bless you. Amen.
That's all me.